Well, Regina Avarella with the AAA, and you are on the commission that's studying the speed cameras and traffic-related issues in the city. We understand Baltimore is going to be replacing all 83 of the speed cameras at a cost of $450,000. Are you satisfied that this will correct the problems that have been described?
Well, we certainly believe it's a step in the right direction. We're encouraged that the cameras are being replaced because we have been told by various people that some of the cameras were obviously very old and, in fact, had been transitioned over from some other sort of device or some sort of radar that was then changed over to a speed camera. So we're hoping that this will certainly alleviate many of the concerns that have popped up. I know I would have recommended that all of the cameras undergo some sort of analysis instead of just those five that have already been shut down. So we're encouraged that the city is looking to purchase new cameras. And I think it also shows that, contrary to what Xerox had said, where they tried to blame everything on human error and said that, you know, they were very confident with their technology, that obviously they're was a flaw with the technology. I think the fact that the city and Breckford are looking to replace those cameras certainly supports that.
Well, not all of the municipalities have the same kinds of cameras, I guess. Do you think other municipalities should analyze their cameras too, or possibly follow the city's lead and maybe switch out vendors?
Well, I really certainly can't speak to other jurisdictions at this point. Obviously, I'm serving on the mayor's task force and looking at speed cameras in Baltimore City. But I know that there are obviously some issues with some of the other jurisdictions that don't have time stamps on their citations, which is obviously something that needs to be addressed. But I think looking specifically at the city, it's encouraging that they're looking to replace the cameras. I again think that it really does address the issue, at least some of the issues with the technology that, you know, Xerox was saying wasn't really an issue, that it was more radar effects and, you know, human error. And while we know that no system is flawless, be it from the technological end or from the human end, hopefully this will go a long way in correcting at least some of the issues that have really brought the program under such public scrutiny and really, I think, affected the public trust in this entire system.
There will be, I assume, some kind of transition. All of these cameras won't be swapped out within minutes. It may take some time to take the old ones down and put the new ones up and get them running and calibrated and so forth. Do you have any recommendations about that process? Do you think this? What would you recommend to the city that they do in the transition? Should they keep all of the cameras going that are in place now? Should they shut them off? What do you think the best approach might be here?
Well, I think that in the interest of the public trust and public confidence in the program, that it's certainly not a bad idea to shut all of the existing cameras down. We know that of the five cameras that were, in fact, analyzed, and again, not so sure how great that analysis was, seeing how it was conducted by the vendor themselves, AAA's recommendation would have been moving forward absent the replacement of all of these cameras would be to have an independent analysis done of all of the cameras. So now that we know those cameras are being replaced, I don't think that it's a bad idea to possibly shut those cameras down until we transition into the new ones and sort of see what the issues are moving forward.
And AAA, as a matter of fact, does not is not against the notion of these technological ways of enforcing speed limits, correct?
Absolutely. AAA Mid-Atlantic was certainly a supporter of speed cameras in work zones and in school zones, but our concern all along with this was that it be done with the utmost integrity and looking totally at public safety, not revenue generation. And unfortunately, the issues that we've seen highlighted with the speed camera program in Baltimore City have really obviously placed the entire system under question.